This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Is the Biden administration's plan to promote diversity for some jobs race-based discrimination? The AP's Donna Warder with what Republican attorneys general in almost half the states are saying this morning.
The U.S. Department of Labor says its rewrite of rules for the national apprenticeship system would modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs. But Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti says in a statement on behalf of 24 states, we should not let race-obsessed ideology interfere with an important and successful apprenticeship program. Monday was the deadline to submit comments opposing the proposal. Some business groups say the changes to the program would drive up their costs, reduce their flexibility, and decrease participation. The Labor Department says more than 640,000 people participate in registered apprenticeship programs approved by the U.S. Department of Labor or state apprenticeship agency.
On hold again, Texas's plans to arrest migrants suspected of entering the U.S. illegally. Last night, an appeals court put the new law on hold. Oral arguments are expected today. Not clear yet how quickly the next decision might come. There's more about Britain's Princess Kate this morning.
A British privacy watchdog is looking into a report that staff at a private London hospital tried to snoop on the Princess of Wales's medical records while she was a patient for abdominal surgery. The Daily Mirror newspaper has reported that at least one staff member at the London clinic tried to look at Kate's notes during her stay there in January. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Microsoft has hired Mustafa Suleiman to head its consumer artificial intelligence business. He is an influential figure in the AI world. Gas is up to $3.51 a gallon this morning, up about 11 cents in a week. This is AP News. Stellantis will comply with California's vehicle emission standards.
California's regulations are the toughest in the nation and require zero emissions and plug-in hybrid vehicles to make up 68% of the new light-duty vehicle sales by 2030. Stellantis makes vehicles for Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep. The company now joins Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and BMW, whose companies agreed to follow California rules back in 2019. Stellantis also agreed to spend $4 million on installing electric vehicle chargers in parks and rural areas in California, and will spend another $6 million on charging infrastructure in other states that choose to adopt California's rules. California's rules for how much pollution can come from cars and trucks are tougher than the federal standards because California has the most cars on the road, making it harder to meet air quality standards. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.